So there was somebody in the audience who lost a hat, I was told. It's a white visor, so if you see a white visor laying on the ground or maybe in a chair, if you'll bring it over to the table, we'll try to get it back to its appropriate owner. I don't know if they're still here or not, but they had mentioned that they had dropped one somewhere and could not find it. I believe for those of you who want to have dinner, the food down here will be open for a little bit longer. They don't stay open after dark, so if you do want to get something to eat in this vicinity of the festival grounds before it gets too late, you might wander down there and have a taste of the local cuisine. Most of that is sponsored by local church groups and schools. All right. So.
He's on instrument.
Ask Whitey how many years he's been coming to the folk festival. He told me he's been coming to this festival for 25 years. That's quite an accomplishment. He's a real part of the establishment in Florida folk music. I know he lives up in the Panhandle on the Gulf Coast. And he's been a fixture at this festival for many, many years. He's had some great influences on young musicians and songwriters in his travels. He actually teaches woodworking at the university up there in the Panhandle. And he describes himself as a folk singer that writes about issues. He's not afraid to speak up. As a matter of fact, he told me today that there were some Yankees that were mad at Ron and I. We had written a song about this called Don't Move to Florida. And he said, congratulations. He says, you've irritated some people. I said, well, thanks, Whitey. I suppose that's a high compliment coming from you. So with Whitey today, we've got Michael Godwin on banjo and guitar. Whitey described him as the genius of the group, so I'll just pass that straight on through. Mike's dad, Walter Godwin, on bass. We've got Kristen Holloway on flute. Buzz Sibley on fiddle. And perhaps, is Chris here?
He's here.
Okay, and this is going to be a real treat. I don't know if you all know who Red Henry is, but his son, Chris Henry, is going to be joining these folks on mandolin today. So that will be quite a treat for you. Whitey does have a CD out. It was released last year. It's called Cracker Blue, and you can find that CD probably at the Friends of Florida folk booth. And this is quite a production here. Yes, it is.
There's a fiddler named Oliver Closeoff.
You know,
wherever
folks,
he is, he's from Louisiana. I don't think he knows his way around. Here he comes.
He's coming. You know what? Let's put our hands together for Whitey Markle. I'm going to hand the MC mic over to him because he's fully capable of MCing this band. Enjoy yourselves, folks.
There's Oliver. All right.
Line check the mandolin.
Okay. Let's see. Line check mandolin, please.
I'm no fiddle lost here.
Line check mandolin, please.
Where'd it go?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Thank you.
A little more out of the fiddle, please.
All right, then I got this.
You get me down below? Yeah, beautiful.
I got your line check. I'll buy you the best track. If you want something out of office.
I think I'm fine. All right, I do have one announcement before we get started. Down at the food pavilion, don't forget the T-bone special. It's $2.50.
All right.
With meat, it's $5.
To what?
All right, here's a Will McLean song for you. We like to kick it off with this one. There's a wild hog in Gulf Hammer. I don't wish on any man. My blood nose is hurtful touches, darks of brown and yellow sand. It was on a lonesome evening, pretty near the setting sun. Wasn't thinking, I got careless, didn't even tote the gun. There he stood, his red eyes burning, slobber running down his jaw. Never seen a sight so fearful, chilled me to my very maw. Gets to thinking, and those shivers coach my spine. I walks out into that moonlight, that old hog still on my mind. There's a wild hog in Gulf Hammer. I don't wish on any man. My blood knows his hurtful tushes, darks are brown. Yellow sand, darks are brown, and yellow sand, wild hog. Thank you very much. Okay, while we're in the key of A, we're going to do another song, and this one's one that I wrote. That's why we're here, because some of us are songwriters. And this is about a fella that made the moonshine for old Sheriff Willis McCall down in Lake County. I met him over at the prison in Lowell while I was teaching there. And he was a character. He made the moonshine for the sheriff, and he was pretty well immune to prosecution. But they caught him outside the county line, and I ended up meeting him doing a 10-year sentence over there at Lowell. So I wrote this song about Mr. Monroe Gandy. It's called Monroe. Monroe made the whiskey for the people. In defiance of the government he stood. Grew up with the sheriff of the county. Chances of his downfall wasn't good. He'd lay there in the woods and watch that groundhog. He could hear it moan and feel it shake the ground. Monroe double ran that pretty moonshine. No one knew where Monroe could be found. 9 long years in the penitentiary for the whiskey that the people love so well. Monroe swore he'd live to roam the woods again and quench the thirst that haunts a prison cell. Jealousy of money brought his downfall. They busted him outside the county line. Framed him up and tried him with a stolen gun. On a 10-year sentence Monroe would do 9. It wasn't just a regular kind of trial. The jury wasn't ready to decide. No evidence had really been presented. And a lying witness came and turned the tide. 9 long years in the penitentiary for the whiskey that the people love so well. Monroe swore he'd live to roam the woods again and quench the thirst that haunts the prison cell. They sent old Monroe up to Rayford without a drink to soothe his angry mind. There he sat those 9 long years and dreamed about the woods he left behind. They let him out of prison last December. By summertime, old Monroe passed away. He was running 20 barrels of that Lake County corn, drank that whiskey on his dying day. 9 long years in the penitentiary for the whiskey that the people love so well. Monroe swore he'd live to roam the woods again and quench the thirst that haunts a prison cell. Monroe swore he'd live to roam the woods again and quench the thirst that haunts a prison cell. Whiskey. Thank you very much. Yep. We like to write about our traditions here in the South and here especially in Florida. And I figured back years ago, if Hank Williams could write a song about food and love, that was jambalaya, that I could write a song about Florida food. And so we call this one What You Cooking. Now, my friend Oliver Closeoff here used to be a Chick-fil-A man, but he gave it up, and we're thinking we're probably going to come out with a horse filet. We figured they're pretty well useless for anything except running up and down.
Test.
They're pretty well useless for anything
y'all,
up
thank
and down,
y'all.
Except running up and down on a racetrack.
Well, it's good enough for canines. It must be good enough for us.
That's right. All right. So this talks about local food and love. It's called What You Cooking. Are those Vidalia onions in those whippoorwill peas? Is that a daddle pepper in the soup that I see? Did you fry us a little mullet, a sweet little thing? I just can't wait for your dinner bell to ring, 'cause you know I know how good that it feels to eat until I'm full of one of your home-cooked meals. I know you know the things that you do keep me coming back to spend more time with you. Did you cut some curly mustards and clean them for me? Cook them up on that fat back just as tender as can be. Break out my new cane syrup and pour it on my greens. Baby, don't you know food like this is fit for a king, 'cause you know I know how good that it feels to eat until I'm full of one of your home-cooked meals. I know you know the things that you do keep me coming back to spend more time with you. Grits and cornbread really turn me on. Your pancakes and your marmalade are the best I've ever known. I never seen a butter bean that tastes as good as yours. If a French one was to eat one, he'd be hollering bonjour. It's got a rhyme. You know I know how good that it feels to eat until I'm full of one of your home-cooked meals. I know you know the things that you do. Keep me coming back to spend more time with you. What you cooking, baby? That's why we do it. That's why we do it. That's a good one, eh? Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I've been accused of telling the same jokes over, but this one always works. I was down at the little grocery store down here in White Springs this morning getting some cool beverage. And, I was just fixing to go in the door, and a guy pulled up outside, and he said, "Hey, can I get Marita bread in there?" And the guy says, "Yeah, bring her on in." All right, now, this is semi-serious. One of Florida's biggest problems is migration from north and south, but it's mostly the snow belt to the sun belt migration that bothers us people that grew up here, because we have a little slightly more laid-back attitude. Let's just put it that way. So, ladies and gentlemen, if the shoe fits, wear it. This is called East Florida Blues. I've been working on these East Florida blues. Got them in the sand in my Duval County shoes. Everybody's coming here and staying here too, if you know what I mean about these East Florida blues. First it was the Timaqua and the Creek and Seminoles, and along come the Spaniards and took their bloody toll. Then this place got crackified with changing history, and along come the boom that brought the tourist industry. I've been working on these East Florida blues. Got them in the sand in my Dixie County shoes. Everybody's coming here and staying here too, if you know what I mean about these East Florida blues. If you're gonna come here, you've gotta know the terms. We ain't all that stupid and we ain't eat up with worms. If everything was rosy in your northern factory, I'd say Pennsylvania is where you ought to be. I've been working on these East Florida blues. Got them in the sand in my Monroe County shoes. Everybody's coming here and staying here too, if you know what I mean about these East Florida blues. They say when you're in Rome, you ought to do as the Romans. Same goes here in Florida for every man and woman. If you don't like our thinking or our backward country songs, I'd say up in Michigan is right where you belong. I've been working on these East Florida blues. Got them in the sand in my Union County shoes. Everybody's coming here and staying here too, if you know what I mean about these East Florida blues. If you know what I mean about these East Florida blues. I got them bad. Thank you so much. Good audience. Appreciate it. We do have a CD that we produced last year. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention it. And also, I have a recipe book that has all these strange tunes you've heard us play with the chords and words. And, it, you know, the recipe book is an encyclopedia of wild things. For example, you could actually learn how to pickle a salamander. It's in that book. It's in that book. It's a wealth of folk stuff. I've been writing on that book now in about 20 years. All right. Now, I got my master's thesis back in 96 in urban and at the University of Florida. It is a good college, urban and regional planning. And I wrote my master's thesis about noise, airboat noise. That's what the thesis was all about. And we've been hounding them, and I'm going to tell you, we were out over the weekend, and we saw, every airboat we saw had mufflers on it, and that is something that I am personally responsible for.
Whee!
Thank you so much. Okay? Yeah. One of these days, they're going to figure out what that means. So I wrote this song called Song of the Lake way many years before I wrote the master's thesis.
Start calling the watchdog of preservation instead of Whitey. Which one do we got here?
Song of the Lake.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, you come through the marsh or the reeds and the pads for the gators and the frogs you explore. But unlike the marsh hawk, so silent and peaceful, you invade with a deafening roar. You sit there and you play with your toy, so fearful it's control, this power that you see. You unleash your contraption on this heavenly marshland. You never see the destruction that you read. And mister, won't you shut down that awful machine and listen to the song of the lake. The osprey, the blue peaked eye, dapper and blackbird, it's a song only nature can make. Years we've lived by the water without your infernal machines. We caught the sweet fishes and hunted the marshes and the lakes. Murky water was clean. So you crashed through the nest of the birds in the marsh with your airboat so fearful and loud. You scare all those critters with your engine so harsh, your invasion should not be allowed. And mister, won't you shut down that awful machine and listen to the song of the lake. The osprey, the blue peaked eye, dapper and blackbird, it's a song only nature can make. It's a song only God can make. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. It's great being an environmental leader. Really, I saw two mufflers. That is progress. Believe it or not, it's a lot of progress. We're changing their heads about noise, folks. All right, this next one I wrote in protest of organized dancing. Yeah, I went and paid for clogging lessons, and I just couldn't do it right. I just could not get my left foot to go down there at the right time. And not only did they get my money, I got dirty looks. So I decided to write this song. It's called A Cracker Stomp. And nobody can do this song. You can't dance it wrong. There's no way. So what you do basically is you lift one of your 2 feet up, drop it back down to the ground, and you've done the cracker stomp.
Thank you.
I'm just another old cracker boy born down in the swamp. My little song gonna bring you joy. It's called the Cracker Stomp. Late at night when the moon comes out, I want to ramble and romp. My feet start to jumping up and down, and it comes out the Cracker Stomp. Hey, hey, the Cracker Stomp. From down the swamp, my feet start jumping, and it comes out the Cracker Stomp. Cracker Stomp, I'm down the swamp, my feet start jumping, and it comes out the Cracker Stomp. There's one thing you see about my little song, it has no rhythm or rhyme. You might do it short, you can do it long, cause you do it different every time. The same thing applies to the muddy old feet when they start to dancing along. Ain't no right way to do my song. You sure can't do it wrong. Hey, hey, the Cracker Stomp. From down in the swamp, my feet start jumping, and it comes out the Cracker Stomp.
Whitey Markle.
Hey, hey, the Cracker Stomp. From down the swamp, my feet start jumping, comes out the Cracker Stomp. I said my feet start jumping, and it comes out the Cracker Stomp. My feet start jumping and it comes out the Cracker Stomp. That ain't a thumb pick. That's something I brought along to fix my headlight with. You know how.
All too well.
All right, here's the first song I ever wrote. I was in that institution over at Lowell, one of the prettiest prisons there ever was. If a man ever had to go to prison, get yourself sent to Lowell. It is a beautiful place. But I wrote this song called Rabbit Fever, and Will McLean heard it. It was the first song I wrote, and I didn't have but one song when I met Will. And he said, Whitey, that is true folk music because it is a collection of the colloquial language that's used by the men of the illustrious division of corrections.
Lovely.
So it's called Rabbit Fever. Woke up last night, rabbit fever on my mind. I woke up last night, rabbit fever on my mind. I woke up last night, rabbit fever on my mind. Got to leave this prison behind. I woke up last night, rabbit fever on my mind. Mama came creeping into my burning eye. My mama came creeping into my burning eye. Mama came creeping in my burning eyes. Should have been listening instead of telling lies. Mama came creeping into my burning eyes. Went to that hack, said, Mr. Hack, put me in that box. I went to the hack, said, Hack, put me in that box. I went to the hack, said, put me in that box. I'm so tired of digging and picking this rock. I went to the hack, said, Hack, put me in that box. So tired of working this chain gang's getting old. So tired of working this chain gang's getting old. So tired of working this getting old. Gonna get myself a bush parole. So tired of working this chain gang's getting old. Don't you worry about a thing. Hack said, boy, don't you worry about a thing. Hack said, boy, don't you worry about a thing. Just get up in the morning when that ding-dong rings. Hack said, boy, don't you worry about a thing. That old hound's in the house, sleeping like a log. The hound's in the house, sleeping like a log. That old hound's in the house, sleeping like a log. Tomorrow he'll be working like a dog. Hound's in the house, sleeping like a log. I woke up last night, rabbit fever on my mind. I woke up last night, rabbit fever on my mind. I woke up last night, rabbit fever on my mind. Got to leave this prison behind. I woke up last night, rabbit fever on my mind. Coming home, mama. One more.
Football blues. Football blues? All right, yeah.
All right, we got one more, and this is the story of Gainesville. I did get my undergraduate degree at Florida State University. Yeah. So, yeah,
there's always a couple knuckleheads in the audience.
I'm telling you, I will tell you this. I like, now football's a different story, but I think the University of Florida is a better college. I'm just a little bit of prejudice because I get my paycheck there. This is the story of Gainesville. There's a big pyramid. If you can afford to get in the skyboxes, you can get drunk. They'll bring you drinks. But if you can't afford to get in the skyboxes, they will beat you up if they catch you with a drink. There's a big difference. This is called a proletarian football blues. I worked hard every day, thought I paid my dues. I worked hard every day, thought I paid my dues. Till I went out to that stadium, got these football blues. took me some liquor, stuck it down in my shoe. I took me some liquor, stuck it down in my shoe. When I got out to that stadium, I noticed everything was new. Cold drink and a big old gator hat. I got me a cold drink, big old orange hat. Well, I look up in them boxes where them bourgeois people sat. They were drinking them cocktails, enjoying that big AC. We're drinking them cocktails, enjoying that big AC. When I looked up in them boxes, they were looking down on me. Took out that liquor, poured it in my drink. I took out that liquor, poured it in my drink. I decided to catch me a buzz, cause I needed some time to think. Long come a police, with a big old stick in his hand. Long come a police, big old stick in his hand. Well, they grabbed me by the collar and escorted me right out of those stands with no money back. I worked hard every day, thought I paid my dues. Worked hard every day, thought I paid my dues. Till I went out to that stadium, got these football blues. Till I went out to that stadium, got these football blues. Till I went out to that stadium, got these football blues. Thank you very much.
Whitey Markle.
Thank you so much.